shit is crazy for young men and ladies. Situation shaky, babies having babies, strife in this matrix. It's not a nice true statement, but life's what you make it. Shit is crazy for young men and ladies. Situation shaky, babies having babies, strife in this matrix. It's not a nice true statement, but life's what you make it. A young boy who can't even reach the cabinets. His teenage mom is in the room having it. She drowns out his crying, turns the stereo up.
Yeah.
The neighbor gave her some bucks to pick cereal up.
That
instead,
is...
she got a couple Lucy's and a gossip mag.
No job, no child support. Just lollygag. Opening us up. Had the father in court. By my longtime friend, New Jersey hip hop artist and producer. She's too busy with extraordinaire in Richmond. I opened my last podcast, the first episode with music from him, and I'm doing this one with him too. I'm gonna let this ride out in the background. Welcome to the pilot episode of Another Mediocre Podcast. I'm your host, Luke Capetta, formerly of the Nosebleed Section Podcast, and this is my new foray into podcasting. Try to stick this one out. Hopefully, we're going to be having some interesting guests lined up soon. And probably a co-host, too. But I'll get into that later. Today, the news heard around the world. We're going to... talk about Matt Lauer getting fired from NBC News, the Today Show, and they got another one, man. They got another one. I don't even know what to say about this stuff anymore, but if you are famous or in the public eye somewhere and you have had any type of sexual misconduct in the workplace or been linked to it, or I mean anything, you better watch your back, because it is it's coming to you. I'm reading all these things right now about Matt Lauer, and I find it ironic that he was the one to question Bill O'Reilly about his getting terminated from Fox News, which, in my opinion, is not necessarily a big loss. Not that I watch much of much Fox News. I shouldn't say that. I do. I like to watch all the news networks as much as I can. Deal with any of them. But man, this is crazy. I don't even know where to go with this. My first episode, I wanted to talk about something. That I wrote about on my new blog, According to Lou. You can check it out at www.accordingtoloublog.com. And find the blog on Twitter, According_2_Lou. Was the Tennessee Greg Schiano mess. That's how I was going to talk about as I try to get this thing going. But I guess they're kind of related. We don't know much about this Matt Lauer thing. What we do know is, Today Show did say that this was the first complaint they had from Lauer, but I can't find it right now, where there's smoke, there's fire, and that they had reason to believe this was not his first time being sexually inappropriate in the workplace. The Greg Schiano mess is something else. It's basically, he was on the Penn State staff with Jerry Sandusky. And Mike McQueary, who, in my opinion, is a piece of shit. But that's my own personal opinion. I've done some research on the case and stuff like that, because I interviewed Last year on my other podcast, John Ziegler, who is adamant that Jerry Sandusky and Joe Paterno are innocent. And you can check out his findings and all his information at framingpaterno.com. But getting back to this Schiano thing, basically, the University of Tennessee fans were not happy with the fact that Tennessee was going to hire Greg Schiano as their football coach. Greg Schiano, formerly of Rutgers, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're currently a defensive coordinator, I believe, at Ohio State. So supposedly Mike McQuarrie said that Schiano did have knowledge of the stuff that Jerry Sandusky was doing. There's no proof of that. Everybody involved in what McQuarrie claimed has denied it. There's never been any proof that Schiano knew anything. So, Tennessee, who still thinks that despite being awful for a decade and basically irrelevant in college football for pretty much since Peyton Manning was there, thinks that they deserve top-notch coaches. I mean, the list of names that they were bringing out are ridiculous. John Gruden. John Gruden hasn't left TV for any job. He's the hottest. He's the hottest coaching name. Every time there's a coach vacancy, he could have any job he wants. And why he would go back to college. First of all, if he did decide to go coach in college, I'm sorry, he's not taking a Tennessee job. There's much more. There's higher profile jobs than that. And he's made no indication that he wants to coach college. He's made no indication that he wants to coach, period. He, all outward appearances, seems to love his job. And he's good at it. So the Tennessee faithful think that they deserve a much better head coach than Greg Schiano. We're not happy. Somebody figured out, you know, put two and two together that he was a low-level assistant at Penn State during some of Sandusky's time there. And before you know it, the rock at Tennessee was painted that Greg Schiano covered up child rape at Penn State. And from then, it just snowballed. It snowballed. And it's a shame. Now, I wrote in my blog post, Greg Schiano, he's not a good coach. I mean, the stuff he did at Rutgers was very overrated. It won game over 500. He got them. He had one really great season with them. One top 25 finish in 11 years, which is a lot for Rutgers because Rutgers was a dumpster fire. So, I mean, he did get them to respectability. But he did, you know, he did so playing in one of the worst major football conferences at the time, the Big East. I mean, you're playing in schools like UConn in football. All right, come on. But that being said, he spent 11 years there, finished one game over 500, one top 25 finish, most major Division I football schools. That is not something to be that proud of. But at Rutgers it is. And he parlayed that into a job in the NFL, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That was a disaster. The players hated him. He, you know, he had numerous scandals there. He lost the trust of his players. He was that whole thing of trying to knock the quarterback out when they're kneeling the ball was just asinine, childish. And he hasn't been a head coach since. And to me, Tennessee would have been a perfect job for both of them. They both could maybe he could resurrect the program and resurrect his reputation, but it didn't work out. And it's that angry mob mentality, and it shit snowballs out of control very, very quickly in today's media. And I think that's happening to a lot of these guys in Hollywood. I don't know everything. I mean, I'm sure some of these guys deserve it. The court of public opinion is so vast now with social media and Twitter and everything else like that. It's just these big companies don't want to lose money. They don't want to get sued, and they get out in front of it. They fire people. I mean, people do wrong. And 20 years later, 30 years later, some of these things are coming back to haunt them. I don't know. I mean, it's something else. This is shocking. What's not shocking is our president. I can't believe I'm saying those words, but our lovely president was quick to tweet there about Mr. Lauer's misfortune. I believe he was asking in a tweet when his bosses were going to be fired for peddling fake news. So we have, these are the last three tweets from our president. Looks like another great day for the stock market. Consumer confidence is at record high. I guess somebody likes me, my policies. And then right after that, wow, Matt Lauer was just fired from NBC for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. But when will the top executives at NBC and Comcast be fired for putting out so much fake news? Check out Andy Lack's past. So now that Matt Lauer is gone, when will fake news practitioners at NBC be terminating the contract of Phil Griffin? And will they terminate how ratings Joe Scarborough based on the unsolved mystery that took place in Florida years ago? Investigate. Classy. Nice job, America. Unfucking believable. That's our president, ladies and gentlemen. And for all you all you righteous people out there who are glad that a lot of these celebrities and media personnel are getting taken down for their sexual misconduct, never forget that we put somebody in the most powerful office in this country who said that he could just grab women by the pussy. Think about that. So Matt Lauer is gone. Greg Schiano is gone. I swear to God, if I wake up tomorrow morning and fucking Tom Hanks did something, I'm out. I'm done. The funny thing is, I don't know if anybody watched the message this morning on the Today Show. Hoda Kotb and the other host on there, I forget her name, I'm sorry. They looked pretty shooken up about it. They looked pretty, Hoda looked like she was on the brink of tears. So who knows? It's crazy in here. No one's safe. No one is safe. If you're in Hollywood or some type of media or anything, and you done shit, I mean, you think about it. Somebody like Matt Lauer is a huge name. Like some of the most powerful people. I mean, even going back is to Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, nobody is safe. So if you've been living in a glass house all these years, it's going to be time to pay the piper pretty soon. Nobody is safe. Nobody is safe. You know who else isn't safe? Switches subjects. You like my segue there? NFL quarterbacks from being benched. Yes, I'm talking about Eli Manning. Which, by the way, getting back to the sexual stuff. I mean, just look at, like, seriously, like, look at Bob McAdoo. He's had to have done something. Come on. Seriously? Why couldn't fucking McAdoo be part of that Penn State fucking scandal? Bad joke, but whatever. Yeah, so Eli Manning's not going to be playing. It's amazing how some in the age of access to the people who purchase your product, your customers via social media. I mean, we are closer to, you know, the Mara family who owns the Giants than ever before. It doesn't take much for us to get a message to them. And you saw that with the University of Tennessee's faithful and their athletic director when it came to Greg Schiano. And it's amazing how in this day and age some some of these teams and people that run the teams and owners and things like that can be so tone deaf. The Giants are 2-9. You have some unheralded rookie or young quarterback, Webb, and you have a retread and Geno Smith. What is the point in playing them? You're taking away Eli Manning's consecutive game started streak, which, to be fair, McAdoo did say that he would let Eli start, but Eli, being the class act that he is, did not want to continue the streak in that way. And the Giants have won 2 games. This is desperation by McAdoo, who is, I guess, maybe trying to save his job. I don't get it. I don't get it. And after this, I don't see, this guy's not going to get another head coaching job. He's going to lose the trust of his players. No player, no NFL football player is going to trust him after this. Now, look, I get it. Eli Manning is old. The Giants are in a transition here. You want to move on after the season or whatever, that's fine. But to do this now, Eli Manning, first of all, Eli Manning is trotting out there. Hey, he's not sitting because he's hurt. The guy's getting banged around. The offensive line is shit. I don't have the stats in front of me. I guarantee you he's taken more hits than just about any other quarterback. And if he hasn't taken more, he's definitely up there. So I don't know what McAdoo's doing. Jerry Reese needs to go. Jerry Reese's whole career is based on Eli Manning coming up in the clutch and winning 2 Super Bowls against 2 vastly superior teams. I'm a Giants fan. anybody that watched the Giants in those two Super Bowl seasons know that they got hot at the right time. Eli Manning was clutch, and those Patriot teams were, on paper, vastly superior to those Giants squads. It's crazy. I would have rather seen Bob McAdoo fired in the middle of the season than see Eli Manning benched. And I don't know what the thing is here. Are they mad that they won a second game and they're not going to get the first pick of the draft? Are they evaluating the quarterbacks that they have so they can get a better representation of what they might need in the draft? You're 2-9. You need everything. Everything. The only thing that you have on that team is Odell Beckham. And he's a headache and always gets hurt anyway. But he's one of the best players in football. You need a running game. You need an offensive line. You're going to need a quarterback eventually. That defense that was supposed to be so great has been better than last year. But not great. You need everything. So start there. The crazy thing is that Eli Manning is going to be the second string quarterback, which also makes absolutely zero sense. You're going to put Geno Smith out there, who already proved that he cannot play in this league. He is nothing. I shouldn't say that. He is not a starting quarterback in this league. He's a backup at best. You want to go with Webb and start Webb and have Geno be the backup? All right. I mean, I think what you did to Eli Manning is atrocious still, but I get it. But Webb's going to be the third stringer still. Eli Manning's going to back him up, which means that Geno Smith gets hurt in that game, the next guy up is Eli Manning. What sense does that make? Well, we'll see Sunday what happens. The Giants, it's a lost season. Even if you bench Eli Manning, you're not as bad as the Browns. So you're not going to get the first pick. Yeah, you know, you're 2-9. You're not winning out. So you're going to have a pretty high draft pick. And if by some way Jerry Reese and Bob McAdoo are back next year, this fan won't be. And I'm not one to sit here and call for guys' jobs. I don't, you know, guys are out there trying to make a living and stuff, but those guys got to fucking go, man. Simple as that. Fucking creeper stash and all. Well, we'll see Sunday. We'll see tomorrow. Who gets taken down for trying to grab boobies or whatever. And I hope you enjoyed this little soiree with this pilot episode, trying out some new software and things like that. I will be having some guests on, and we'll go from there. You can check me out at accordingtolou.com. I'm sorry, accordingtolublog.com. You can check out the podcast. Is going to be on Spreaker. That's Spreaker.com. You can look me up, another mediocre podcast. And check me out on Twitter, @Lou_Capetta. The blog you can check out on Twitter, according_Lou. And You can check out According to Lou on Facebook. Check this out on Another Mediocre Podcast on Spreaker. It's going to be on SoundCloud. It's going to be on iTunes. It's going to be everywhere. You know, we're going to be doing big things. So I'll be getting some guests and stuff like that. Thank you for checking this out. I'm going to ride out again with my boy in Richmond. Once again, this is Perspective. And,
shit is crazy for young men and ladies. Situation shaky. Babies having babies. Strife in this matrix. It's nothing like true statement. The life that you make. Shit is crazy for young men and ladies. Situation shaky. Babies having babies, strife in this matrix. It's nothing nice, true statement, but life's what you make it. A young boy who can't even reach the cabinets. His teenage mom is in the room having it. She drowns out his crying, turns the stereo up. The neighbor gave her some bucks to pick cereal up. Instead she got a couple Lucy's and a gossip mag. No job, lives off child support, just lollygags. Had the father in court, he got his custody lost. Tried texting and calling, she keeps brushing him off. She's too busy with a new dude who's rude to the boy. Had a fit one day, blew up and threw out the toys. When's the last time the kid ate? Her mind ain't right. Skip breakfast, lunch and dinner, it's 9 at night. What kind of life is this? One with multiple wounds. He drew a picture for mom. She told him, go in the room. It's foul. He's only a child, but going through trials. The one but God, he got holding him down. Shit is crazy for young men and ladies. Situation shaky. Babies having babies. Strife in this matrix. It's nothing nice. True statement. But life's what you make it. Shit is crazy for young men and ladies. Situation shaky. Babies having babies, strife in this matrix. It's nothing nice, true statement, but life's what you make it. That same young boy is now a young man, he almost 30. Mom's still being flirty and hanging at bars thirsty. Luckily his upbringing didn't slow him down much. Ended up in college with a degree, that's wild stuff. Who'd have thought hardships would lead to a new apartment? Good paying job, 90 a year to start with. Got his own son now, life's more fun now. Went through rainy days, now the sun's out, it's bugged out. Still visits his mom, and even though she still needs adjustments, it's no judgment. Ain't that what love is? It's ill where this life takes you. It could embrace, then disgrace you. It's all about what makes or breaks you. Mistakes contribute to growth. Excuses are results. You can't have both. Life is a rope. You could either hang yourself or climb. It's all in the mind. You should remember these quotes at all times. Shit is crazy for young men and ladies. Situation shaky. Babies having babies. Strife in this matrix. It's nothing nice. True statement. But life's what you make it. Shit is crazy for young men and ladies. Situation shaky. Babies having babies. Strife in this matrix. It's nothing nice, true statement, but life's what you make it.